Uh-oh. How about that? What do you think about that? Or is it a brand new day? The Staple Singers encouraging us to respect yourself. That's what today's program is all about here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on another Power Friday. It's all about respecting ourselves. Did you notice? They said, take the sheet off your face, boy. It's a brand new day. And they came back with the words, respect yourself. How often do we make it a point to disrespect someone else and fail to realize that the whole time we are disrespecting ourselves? How often they mentioned how some don't respect the man with the Bible in his hand. How often have you or someone you have observed cursed a representative of God, or just cursed in the presence of that child of God for the purpose of disrespecting that child of God, failing to realize that the greater disrespect was being shown to themselves? Interesting how we think and how what appears to be is not always what really is. Now, don't get me wrong. When we show disrespect to someone, we really are showing disrespect to them. There's no doubt about that. I'm not arguing that. That is a fact. That does not change. However, when we do ugly things to show disrespect to someone else, we're also demeaning ourselves. And actually, the disrespect that we show ourselves can really send a stronger message than the disrespect we're showing the other person. Because although the message may be the underlying message that is being sent out regarding the other person we're disrespecting, is that this person isn't worthy of respect. This person is someone whom we can just mess over. The message is just as clear that the ones doing that, the ones perpetrating the disrespect, are clearly showing what kind of people they are. They are clearly indicating that there's a problem with who they are, with their personality, with their character. And they're having a ball disrespecting the person that they're disrespecting. They are enjoying, especially when they do it in the presence of other people. They are enjoying making that other person look bad in front of other people. But when the observers really think through this situation, and they're looking at and listening to the person showing the disrespect, that person is saying a whole lot more about their own character than they are about the person that they're offending, that they're assaulting, that they're attacking with their disrespectful behavior, with their disrespectful speech. So, yes, I hear what you're saying about me. But what are you saying about yourself? Yes, I heard what you said about that other person. But what did you say about yourself in the process of speaking evil of that other person, in the process of disrespecting that other person with your words. What did you say about yourself? What did you say about your character? Yes, indeed. Respect yourself. And there are so many ways that we can disrespect ourselves. What do you think about that part of the song where the Staples sing that if you don't respect yourself? Now, don't get me wrong. I know that there are a lot of people who don't think through this correctly, and they can be observing the one person arrogantly showing disrespect towards the other one. And they're thinking, the thinking of the observers is all wrong. They look at the one who is showing all the disrespect, and they perceive that person as being so strong and so courageous, so bold, when in reality, that person is showing how weak they are because they don't have the ability to constrain themselves, to restrain themselves, to prevent themselves from engaging in a very foolish, often unwarranted act of disrespect. They don't have the strength that it takes to control themselves. That is a weak person. It comes to their mind to show this disrespect to someone who may indeed be worthy of respect and probably is worthy of much more respect than they themselves are. But because they don't have the strength that it takes, because they don't have the power that it takes to shut down the flow of foolishness before the foolishness proceeds out of their mouths, they go ahead and they show that disrespect. But they are also disrespecting themselves. And they're actually showing a greater level of disrespect for themselves than for the person who is their targeted victim. Oh, I'm not saying they're not showing the other person disrespect. They are showing the other person disrespect, but they just don't get it. They fail to realize that they are also showing themselves disrespect. Imagine that's part of the reason that our Creator has told us to love our neighbor the same way that we love ourselves. Not our best friend the way we love ourselves, our neighbor. And as I've shared before, very often, neighbor can be someone who you would be expected to not like, to not want to be around. And remember the parable that the Lord Jesus spoke with regards to the Samaritan who found the man who was more than likely a Jew who had been beaten and left for dead, but he had not died. And the Samaritan took care of that Jew, despite the fact that Jews and Samaritans were bitter enemies. But this Samaritan did not see this Jewish man as his enemy. He saw this Jewish man as a man in need. And he stepped up and took care of the need. He took care of his neighbor. Fellow Jews saw the man and put distance between them and that Jewish man who had been left for dead. Didn't even try to send anyone else back to help him. They just kept on their way. And this Samaritan, who belonged to a community of people who considered the Jews their enemies and vice versa, saw a man in need. And to him, the main issue was not that he was a Jew in need. For him, the main issue was he was a human in need. He was a neighbor in need. And so he took care of his neighbor. So sometimes the people who we are showing respect to can be somebody who we be expected not to show respect to, because maybe the two clans of which we are members are in a feud. Sometimes we show disrespect to someone who may be just like us in so many ways. And I'm just saying to you now, it is very difficult, extremely difficult, and some might even say impossible, to unjustifiably show disrespect to someone else without also showing disrespect to yourself. I want us to focus on getting to the point where we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Love our neighbor, again, not just our best friend the way we love ourselves, but our neighbor, whoever our neighbor is. There are quite a few of you who are churchgoers who have various ways of showing disrespect to fellow churchgoers. We're not even talking about members of other religions. Not only are they members of the religion that you affiliate with, but they also attend the same fellowship that you attend, the same place of worship. All these various ways that we show disrespect. Let's talk about some of these ways that we show disrespect to other people. And here's the goal, you know what it is, to grow to a point where we stop disrespecting others and begin to truly respect ourselves.